Here's a question to get you thinking. How much did you spend on your content management system? Yeah, especially if you work for a reasonably large organisation with a fairly sophisticated website, you could easily spend tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands on your content management system. Even if you're a smaller end, you know, website, even if you're using a free content management system, there's still all the cost of integration and the time of setting it up and getting it going. All of that costs money, doesn't it? Content management systems can be expensive beasts. Now, here's another question. How much did you spend on the design of your website? Probably quite a considerable amount of money, especially as you're dealing with bigger websites and, you know, doing usability testing and all of those other things. The price really mounts up. So you've got a really controllable website because of your content management system, a beautifully designed website because of your design, but it's empty. There's nothing in it. There's no content. How much have you spent on the content for your website? It's a funny question, isn't it? Because we will pay quite a lot of money for design. We'll pay quite a lot of money for content management system, yet the really important part of your website, which is your message, your content, we don't spend money on. Why is that? Why don't we invest in the content of your website? Well, I think part of the reason is because we still have that kind of we can do it ourselves mentality. I remember a few years ago when Frontpage was all the rage, a lot of people thought they could design their own websites. Sure enough, they could. They could put stuff together and they could publish it online and people could view it and it kind of worked. Was it any good? Not so much, because you weren't professionals at creating your website. You weren't professionals at designing sites. Just because you can, I don't know, open Photoshop or open Frontpage and use the tools doesn't necessarily make you a great designer. We all kind of know that and accept that now. So why do we think we're experts when it comes to content? We might write reports, we might even do marketing material, but that doesn't mean that we're experts at writing for the web. But there is still this mentality that we can have a go. At Headscape, we've finally put our money where our mouth is in terms of content. There are a lot of agencies out there that talk about content being king and content being really important, and that we should spend time and money on our content. Yet few of those actually provide content professionals, people that can help you with your strategy, with your content, writing your copy and stuff like that. At Headscape, we've just been lucky enough to take on really Annette Baker, who is an expert in the area of content strategy. And it's been so interesting sitting with her this morning, hearing about some of the war stories and experiences that she's had of trying to persuade people to invest in their copy, the most important thing on their website. So there you go, that's the thought for the day. Think about how much you've invested in content management systems, technology and design, and quite how little you've probably invested in your copy.